crime and ignorance and war. I keep just outside my door. It's me, myself, and I let it slide. I let it slide.
This is Spotlight on Lead Poisoning, brought to you by Southern United Neighborhoods, a nonprofit that works on environmental issues and helps people buy their own homes and fix their credit. Call them at 1-800-239-7379 or go on the web at southernunitedneighborhoods.org for more information. My name is Marie. Today we're in the Upper Ninth Ward with some A Community Voice members giving out free lead testing kits to see if their water has lead. Okay, first of all, introduce yourself.
My name is Flora S. Goings. Address?
No, you don't have to give your address.
Okay.
You from New Orleans?
No, I'm not from New Orleans.
Oh, where are you from?
I was born in Mississippi, but I've been here since 55.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. What brought you to New Orleans?
My daddy.
Yeah. You guys moved out from the country.
Yeah. Well, my mother died in Mississippi, and
my daddy
came and got me.
Yeah. Mm. So that was a long time ago, huh?
Yeah, a long time ago.
So that's quite a change, huh?
Yeah,
not only losing your mama, but having to come here with your daddy, huh?
Yeah.
And you haven't been living with him, so.
Yeah.
So where'd you guys live when you first came to New Orleans?
We lived in the Carrollton section. We was living in the Carrollton section.
So when did you come to the Upper Nine?
In 1975.
And you bought this house, or?
Yes,
so you've been living here a long time, huh? Mm-hmm. So you pretty much stayed here until probably Katrina forced you out for a little bit, huh?
Yes, for 2 years and something.
It was hard to come back?
No, because I was ready to come back.
Yeah, where'd you go?
I went to Texas, but I didn't stay in Texas too long. I came back about a few months after Katrina, but I live in Uptown, in the Uptown section, because it wasn't flooded up there.
Oh, yeah. And that's a lot different up there,
yeah.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
So, well, it's not bad. You're only gone for 2 years and back in your house. Mm-hmm. So, what's your favorite thing about living here in this neighborhood?
It's quiet. It's quiet. Mm-hmm.
Except for your barking dog.
Huh?
A barking dog,
yes.
But that's a good guard dog right there,
because
he was on me right away.
Yeah, he doesn't recognize me. Now, the guy who put the fence around the house, he didn't bark at him, he barked at me. When I went to the door, he barked at him. He talked to bark at me, but he said, well, why he don't like you? I said, because he eats up my cat food. And I fixed it so he couldn't get in the gate, in the back gate, too.
He was spoiled and chowing down on your cat food, huh? And so what's the worst thing about living in this neighborhood, or something that you would like to see changed?
The streets.
Yeah.
We had that hole. They came and they dug it up on the 23rd of July, and they put a whole dump truck of dirt in that hole. And it's still, the hole is still there. It's coming back big like it were.
Yeah. And so that's why you've been going to the A Community Voice meetings, huh?
Yes,
trying to get something done about. Because that's a long time. It's going
to
be like that.
Yeah.
And so now we're here testing your water for lead. Are you concerned your water might have lead in it?
Yeah, I was concerned it might have lead in it. But I don't usually cook with it. I usually buy my water to cook with.
Yeah. But nobody wants anything poisonous in their water.
Yes, to cook and drink, I buy my water.
So it's never got tested for lead?
No.
When you were raising your children, were they ever tested for lead?
No.
So they never did anything like that. Because they say a lot of people have lead poisoning, but they don't test. The pediatricians don't offer the tests, right?
No.
And so I know a long time ago,
30 years ago or 40 years ago, they didn't do it at all, but now they're supposed to do it all the time.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, so do you have any grandkids or anything? That...
Yes, I have one I have two grandkids, and I have one great-grandson.
So do you know if they've been tested?
No, they haven't been tested.
So they're still not doing it, huh?
No.
That's a shame, because it causes a lot of issues, and if they could get it early, you know, they could stop the source of the poisoning and stuff. Because a lot of people fix their houses, but now it's in the water. Do you know if sewage and water boards come out recently to change your lines or anything like that?
No, they haven't been out to
change. You've never seen them. Mm-hmm. So you probably have the same plumbing from when you... This first house was first built or something.
Yeah.
The same lead service line, mm-hmm. because you could change the plumbing in here, right? But
yeah,
not to
not
the street.
The street. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what do you think? Do you think sewage and water board should change it?
I really don't know if it got lead in it. I wish they would change it.
Mm-hmm.
But they dug up the streets on the 23rd.
And they didn't touch
and
the pipe.
And they also dug it up in old... They dug it up a while back, too, see, and because I had it written down. They dug it up in 18, March the 9th, in 2018.
So you don't really trust them to do a complete job anyway, right?
No.
That's another thing,
and they
right?
They dug it up again.
They need some kind of oversight to make sure...
Yeah.
They do a complete job.
Yeah.
Because just digging a hole in the street, that doesn't matter.
Well, I guess, I don't know what they did. They went down there and they fixed the pipe, and I had a water leak, and I got that fixed from the house to the street. So I got that did.
But you don't know if they changed the lead service line.
I don't know.
Because
really
they never
know.
Gave you no. notice or anything
no.
about it.
No, they didn't.
Well, we'll test it and see if... It turns out you guys have any lead, and then
okay.
LSU is giving out free filters right now, so
okay.
that'll help, because then you don't have to worry, and you can cook with it or make ice with it or whatever you want to, right? Mm-hmm. Because the filters will screen out the lead, whereas in the other heavy minerals, but boiling it doesn't really get rid of lead.
Yeah.
It just gets rid of, like, bacteria, like if when they do the boil advisory or whatever and say you might have bacteria and you boil your water, but it just doesn't get rid of lead. But the filter will.
Okay.
And then they'll test the filter water just to make sure it's working.
Okay.
So you'll have all those results, and so you won't have to worry about it.
Okay.
When your grandkids come over here and stuff.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, so introduce yourself. What's your name?
Gloria Williams.
And where are you from, Miss Gloria?
I'm from Plaquemine, Louisiana.
Oh, yeah? How'd you make your way to New Orleans?
I came down to visit with my cousin during the summer of 1963.
Oh, yeah? Uh-huh. And you never went back to Plaquemine?
I've been here ever since.
What were you doing?
Well, I had finished high school, and I came down to see if I could find something to do during the summer. And I was going to decide what I was going to do, go to school or whatever. And I came down, I got a job. I worked at Tulane University, right on Tulane Avenue.
Oh, yeah?
I was in the, they had, right off from Charity Hospital, they had a restaurant. And they served lunch to the people in Charity who would come in and get food and stuff. And I worked there. Yeah.
And so how long have you, where did you live when you first came to New Orleans?
I was living with my cousin on Clara Street. I can't even remember that. It's been so
way
long.
Uptown, huh?
Yeah. And on my way back from my interview for my job, I was riding the bus, and I got off the bus a stop too early, and the guy was on the bus, and he was talking to me. He said, "Well, how you doing?" And we started talking, and that's who I married.
So it all worked out for you, huh?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And so how long have you been here in the Upper Nine on Law Street?
Since Katrina.
All right.
I was in the ninth. Before that, I was on I lived in the night ward, but it was, I think they call it, it was a little different. They didn't call it the, this is the lower night ward, I mean now.
Well,
but it was just the night ward around St. Mary's Academy.
All right.
I lived on Ransomsea Street. It was around St. Mary's Academy and where the Sisters of the Holy Family.
Oh, yeah, I know where that is.
Lafon Nursing Facility. And I worked at Lafon Nursing Facility for 26 and a half years.
Oh, yeah, that's a long time.
Yeah.
Taking care of people, huh?
I was at the front desk.
I was a little easier, huh?
It was a, I went on the floor and did things. I even took a class there as a nursing assistant.
Oh, so you know a lot about how to take care of people then.
Well, I did that because my mom was sick, and I wanted to know.
Yeah.
I'd be able to help to take care of her. That's about it.
And so you decided to move to this area after Katrina?
Not really. I was back here in New Orleans, and I was working secure. I got a job working security with Day and Zimmerman Security Company.
Oh, yeah.
And my daughter had built a house across the river in Village Green. And every week I would go over there. I had a cousin that would go with me. We would ride over there to check on the house because she was in Germany at the time. And they had a house they were building over there, which is where they were living now. And when Katrina came, the house was finished. And they didn't have any water damage or anything across the river.
Yeah.
Where she lived. And the house was finished. She was waiting to have her furniture shipped here from Germany. And I ended up going over there to stay.
Mm-hmm.
My granddaughter was in the 12th grade, and she wanted to come back and go to school. So,
yeah.
That's what we did.
You had to do what you had to do, huh?
I didn't have no car. And over there, there was no store. There was the Walmart off La Palco. That was the only big store that was open over there. I don't think they had no water or anything there. But they didn't have very much open to go to. And they had like about three car places open on La Palco. They were side by side. And I had State Farm Insurance. And I called them and I told them I needed to get a car when I come back. And they did give me my insurance money. But then at that time, you didn't have to pay no down payment. They were letting you get a car and all of that.
So oh, yeah.
It was easy. But I stayed in Plaquemine for a while before I came back.
Oh, yeah.
With my parents, yeah.
So it was a homecoming for you, going back to...
At that time, my mom and my dad were both living, so it was nice. It was just my older sister. She was there with my parents. And I went there, and I had, when I first got there, I had two other ladies with me that came out there with me, and they stayed at my parents' home, too.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't have nowhere to go. We didn't have any clothes. So they helped us and everything, so we stayed there.
Yeah,
and
that was
nice.
And
when I came back, I didn't have anything to start with. All the furniture and everything was gone. Katrina took care of all of that.
Yeah. So, I know that you've been working with A Community Voice trying to get things fixed up in the neighborhood. Because you don't like all the streets messed up and the overgrown lots, right?
Yeah. And I didn't get to tell you all, but they cut the grass under those trees over there.
I saw that. They started.
Yeah, they haven't finished, but they started.
I think because we invited them to, you guys invited them to the next meeting, so they have to have something to report, right?
I guess that's why. And, well, then I have some more to report to them, a whole lot of other blighted property.
Yeah.
Down here, right on my street on the corner. they never did anything to that, and it's got to be blighted property.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, is there anything you like about living in your neighborhood?
Well, since I've been here, a lot of people say, oh, you need to move. That's not a good area. I never had any problems since I've been here.
It's pretty quiet.
Yeah.
Aside from the not trucks that come by.
Since the trucks and the houses shaking, that's been a different, but when I first moved here, it was really nice to be back here.
Well, and you have a pretty good church, right?
Yes,
the pastor is really nice.
I have a church family.
Yeah, and they just right down the street from you, so that's good.
You could walk or you could ride.
So, when you were raising your children, did you ever hear about lead poisoning?
No.
And getting them tested?
They used, at a while, when I was at LaFawn, they start talking about it being in the projects. They say they had a lot of lead poisoning, but I didn't hear, I didn't really know anything about that.
But they didn't tell you anything about you should test your kids for lead?
No.
And so your kids weren't tested for lead?
No.
And do you have any grandkids?
Yes.
Do you know if they're tested for lead?
I don't know. I have a granddaughter that lives down here on Maysant, and one live across the canal, one live in Carrollton, and another one, and a grandson that lives across the river in Harvey. So I don't know. They're all grown, and they have kids.
Yeah, so you don't know if their kids
know.
Is getting,
no, I really don't.
If you're great-great.
Yeah.
Your great grandkids are good.
Yeah, it's four generations. Me, my daughter, and her daughter's children. So.
Yeah, because we found out a lot of pediatricians are supposed to do it, but they don't do it.
Oh, okay.
And so a lot of people were having lead in their water and lead in the dirt. Mm-hmm. Are you concerned you might have lead in your water?
Well, if I have it in my water, the only thing I do is use my water for cooking, but I buy a bottle of water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're working with LSU, and they're going to give you a free filter if you have lead in your water.
Okay. I would like them to give me one anyway.
Just in case, huh?
Yeah.
Have you seen them fixing any of the pipes or changing out the pipes in the street around here?
In front of here, they did it several times.
Did they ever give you a notice that said what they were doing?
They'll tell me that they were fixing the street. But there was a water leak, though. That's why they were out there fixing it. I know that. That's what they were doing. Yeah.
But you don't know if they changed the lead service line?
No, I don't.
Because they didn't let you know anything?
No, they didn't tell me anything.
Do you think if you have lead service lines that the city should change them out?
Yes, I do. Because I'm on a fixed income and I sure can't afford to change them out.
And you didn't put them there, huh?
No, I didn't. So.
Well, maybe you can see next time you talk to your grandchildren if your great-grands are being tested and stuff, and let them know what's going on. And if they want to get their water tested, huh?
Okay, well, I have a granddaughter that lives on Maysant. I'll tell her that when I talk to her.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You have been listening to Spotlight on WAMF LP New Orleans on 90.3 FM and streaming at WAMF.org. A recording of this broadcast and subsequent broadcasts are available at SouthernUnitedNeighborhoods.org. Family Deliverance.